This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A Taliban official said Saturday the co-founder of the Islamist militant group Mullah Barodar has arrived in Kabul for talks with other leaders to hammer out a new Afghan government almost a week after the militants took over the capital without resistance. The Taliban completed their sudden advance across the country as U.S.-led forces pulled out, coinciding with what German Chancellor Angela Merkel on Saturday said was the, quote, breathtaking collapse of the Afghan army. Since then, thousands have crowded Kabul airport, with security worsening by the day as Western nations struggle to ramp up the pace of evacuations of its citizens and vulnerable Afghans amid the chaos and reports of Taliban violence. A NATO official claims about 12,000 foreigners and Afghans working for embassies and international aid groups have been evacuated from Kabul airport since Taliban insurgents entered the capital. Switzerland postponed a charter flight to Uzbekistan aimed at helping the evacuation effort, its foreign ministry said on Saturday, saying the security situation around the airport has worsened significantly. Individual Afghans and international aid and advocacy groups have reported harsh retaliation against protests and roundups of those who have formerly held government positions, criticized the Taliban, or worked with Americans. Former officials have told harrowing tales of hiding from the Taliban in recent days as gunmen went from door to door. One family of 16 described running to a bathroom, lights off, and children's mouths covered in fear for their lives. U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday insisted every American who wanted to would be evacuated, but NATO secretary calls the situation very dire and difficult as nations press for an extended U.S. deadline. This is VOA News.